How Much Longer Will Russians Tolerate Putin the Pusillanimous? By Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. The Russians have paid with lives of soldiers and civilians, and with sanctions and internet disruptions and airport closings, and with humiliations for a conflict that has gone nowhere in 5 years. What is Putin's purpose in creating a never-ending and ever-widening conflict that now takes place all over Russia, with school children killed, oil facilities destroyed, airports disrupted, airstrikes on Russia now take place through NATO countries, and the war is widening, with Europe preparing for war with Russia in 3 years. Whatever Putin's purpose, it does not generate a picture of a great power. Indeed, Putin and Peskov and Kirill Dmitriev have made the Kremlin look like a wimp. In his latest denial that a decision has been made to finally use sufficient force to conclude the conflict in victory, Peskov, at Putin's direction, declared, "We generally prefer to achieve our goals peacefully, by diplomatic means." This is the Kremlin's admission that Russians are dying for diplomatic means. Peskov added that Putin is looking forward to a new round of talks with Trump's Jewish messengers, Stephen Witkoff and Jared Kushner. "As soon as they are ready, we will be glad to see them, and we, indeed, wait for their arrival." The purpose of Peskov demonstrating the Kremlin's subservience to Trump was to shut down Foreign Minister Lavrov, who had told U.S. Secretary of State Rubio that the Kremlin had finally decided to get the conflict over with. "Not so," Peskov declared. "Apparently, winning a war is not Russia's way. It seems that yet again, Putin the pusillanimous will do nothing that upsets Trump, and therefore, that the pointless conflict that achieves only casualties while it widens into a general European war will continue."